Welcome back. Happy after reading week, although I don't think it's that happy because it's like busy season.
Reading week was 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Okay, I'm a little out of touch.
Yeah, you're out of touch with reality.
Definitely. We have some fun topics to talk about today.
We're a little low energy. I just ran a marathon.
Me too.
We ran a 10K.
Is that a lot?
Not for me.
Not, I do that, like,
yeah, me and Ava are runners.
as you could probably tell.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like this weekend drained me, and then today is just kind of annoying.
Oh, boy, this week drained me.
Honestly, though, I feel like weekends are supposed to be very, like, calming and whatnot, but I don't think it was this time, so.
We'll get them next week.
Yeah, yeah.
The Oscars happened yesterday.
Did you watch them?
No.
Okay, I did.
Fill me in.
What
should the audience know?
I feel like we should go through the nominees and then talk about the winners. And I feel like that...
yes?
A fun little thing, because how many of the movies do you know?
Name them out for me.
Okay.
I am not really a... Oh, my mom is actually calling me.
That's great.
I'm back from my phone call. I have to email my accountant, my T4 slips.
All right. So, with the Oscars, let's go over the main events that happened.
Oh, wait, no, say the movies. We're talking about the movies, and I might
you
not
want,
know them.
Do you want events or movies first?
Events.
Okay. So... What happened at the
I know
Oscars.
Ryan Gosling performed.
He did.
And it was a tribute to Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
How do you know that? I don't even know what that is.
The movie with Marilyn Monroe. She's wearing this like pink dress with a bow in the back, and there's a bunch of men around her. Ryan Gosling has all pink.
Oh, that's cute. That's like, cute. Yeah, yeah. I thought the pink might have been towards Barbie, but it's good to know.
Yeah,
it was about
but it's like a tribute to
I know. Yeah, so that happened. That was really good. He can sing. I know La La Land, like we talked about it and whatnot. He can sing.
I love Ryan Gosling.
This was like, he killed it.
Yeah.
I didn't think he could do it live.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
He did it.
I saw clips of it on YouTube. It was actually spectacular.
It was great.
I think it actually changed my life.
And he's like dragging the cameraman around.
Yeah.
It was so funny. But that was great.
I thought it was so funny when he was passing the mic to Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig. He doesn't know what he's doing. Like, he's not a performer like that.
Oh, they were killing it. Like, he was laughing halfway through.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good. Another event is Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know who he is.
Oh, what?
I sometimes
late
know.
Late Show host.
I can I see his face and I know him, but, like, I can't associate him.
Didn't he host before?
I'm not sure. I think he... Yeah, he came as an Oscar host for a bit. But I know that people didn't love his jokes.
Why? Can you say some of his jokes?
Let me see here.
Let's see how bad they were. Because I prefer Jimmy Fallon over Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, so some of his jokes landed, but a jab at Robert Downey Jr. did not.
Why?
It was something... Oh my goodness, I can't find it here. It doesn't say it in the video. But it was, oh my goodness, it was like this, because you know how he was amazing in Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil, like, who won, but they, like, said, oh, this is must
I
be.
I know, I saw Cillian Murphy won, though.
Yeah, obviously. But he said, this has got to be, like, he must be on, like, something about, like, being high, and then being like, oh, I guess it's not, like, the highest time he's ever been, you know what I mean?
Why, did he used to do drugs as a kid, or what?
Oh, you don't know about Robert Downey Jr. had a very bad life with addiction for a while. And he gets very, like, sensitive. Oh, like, for a good reason. Like, it was not a great time
That's
for him.
That's a low point in your life.
He was not, like, I think this was before he got famous. And this joke, now I gotta find it.
That's so cruel.
I get it. But, like, I don't understand why he thought it would land when every interview where that time is brought up around him, he shuts it down immediately. He's rude to anybody who brings it up. So
yeah,
like,
because it's just disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a little weird. I can't find it here. I want to find it right now.
Wow.
But
What do you guys think of that? I think so too. I did like a little Dora segment okay. there.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Can why did I set an alarm for 5:30? Oh my gosh, why did I set an alarm for 5:30?
I don't
know. Oh, I have a meeting at 5:30. Oh!
Guys, right here in studio, Anna's gonna do her meeting.
Oh
out loud.
My goodness.
I'm gonna have to set it up
for somebody else.
You're
oh
gonna
my goodness.
Tune in to Ava's meeting in 5.
I'm gonna actually do that. Okay, so the joke was this is.
Are you not meeting?
I'll let one of the people know that I'm not coming. Even though I set it up. It's okay. The joke was, this is the highest point of Robert Downey Jr.'s long and illustrious career. Well, one of the highest points. Say that that's like one of the highest points. Like,
wow.
That's
just disrespectful.
I know.
That's just cruel.
Let me message my team, but you keep talking.
Anyways, to keep you guys... it entertains while Ava is on her phone, not doing anything. What are your guys' favorite chocolate? Because mine, it'd have to be mini eggs. Here,
I
okay,
love mini eggs.
Talk about this because mini eggs are my favorite. My second favorite is a very controversial take. Can you guess?
What is it?
Chocolate seashells.
We've talked about this. I've never had one. I don't know what that is.
We should get a box of them.
You say chocolate.
They're good because they're dense. Like, it's just straight chocolate.
See, when I hear chocolate seashells, I think about the pasta. Like, chocolate with seashells.
Actually, you know what else is really good and really underrated?
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate orange.
I love that. Yeah.
They're so good. And also after eights. Do you remember in first year when I would always bring after eights and they'd be gone in literally 2 days?
Yeah, I actually do remember that. Every time I see After Eights, I think of you.
After Eights and maple cookies.
Yeah.
Dude, we finished a pack in a day. Like, I'm not even kidding. Me and my two other roommates finished it in a day. What a lifestyle.
It was a brief moment of that, I feel like.
Do you believe in essential oils?
Yes. For what?
Are they essential to us?
Unlike their name, no.
I wonder why they're called essential oils.
I think
some essential oils
it's
would be
the
like
essence.
Olive oil. I need it for cooking.
That's actually really
People
funny.
People put it in ice cream. I want to try that. Have you seen that vanilla ice cream, olive oil, and sea salt? Has to be good. I think I'll get it. I've never tried it, but I would. They also have this drink at Starbucks right now with olive oil. I've also heard it's bad. But then again, why are you drinking olive oil? No, but some people will take, like, a spoon because it's good for you.
Of olive oil?
Do you know what I found
what
out?
What makes it good for you?
The benefits.
Okay. Yeah, you got me there. You got me there. That's true. The good stuff, the good parts of it makes it good for you.
Yeah. You know what I found out this weekend? I don't know if it's just Eastern European propaganda. So there's this food that us Ukrainians eat. For the listeners listening, I'm Ukrainian. Pork fat.
Yeah, what about it? Eating it raw?
Well, they like cure it.
Pork fat?
Pork fat.
When you
and
cure
you, like,
it, does
slice
it go
it
like...
thinly.
But when it... Wait, when pork fat's cured, is it like chewy or crunchy?
It melts in your mouth.
Oh, kind of cool, but also...
No, it's really... I tried it for the first time. I've always had it in my house, and I was always scared too. But we had some family friends over, and one of them, she brought this, like, white guy, Canadian. Didn't know anything about culture. So then my mom brought out some of it for him to try, and she, like, cut it up for all of us to try. And we, like, you have it on, like, rye bread, and then you can put, like, some onion on top and eat it like that. Or garlic, too, and eat it like that.
I can see it with garlic. Like
onion
like garlic
well.
Spread?
No. Piece of garlic.
Oh. Like a whole clove?
We eat it like, yeah. Or onion too, just raw onion. Could I like that? No, I'm not.
See, onion, I don't know why I don't like onion.
That's a crazy take.
Okay, onion,
onion's
I like...
one of the best vegetables. It's
like,
so versatile.
I like it, but I don't like it when it's in its, like, solid form. Like, I like it when...
And did you not demolish that blooming onion that we had at Ripfest?
That's what I'm saying. That's not solid to me. I'm saying, like...
Raw. Raw onion?
Not even raw, but, like, raw par, like, par, like, cooked. You know, that kills me.
No, this is straight raw onion that we put on top.
Oh.
Really good. And I tried it for the first time. I really liked it. But what I was saying, propaganda, so they were saying that it's good for you.
I'm busy as heck. Anyway.
If you have a little bit, it's good for you.
Great. Great, great, great. Next point.
Okay, cool.
Back to the Oscars.
All right, let's just shut down my culture, that's fine.
I love your culture. Onions.
Thanks.
Next thing is what else happened at the Oscars.
We're awful at keeping people entertained. Like,
no, we're great, Oh my goodness, John Cena, I didn't see this part.
Ha!
He streaked. He streaked at the Oscars. I don't know. I felt
what
like that.
What business did he have doing that?
It was for the costume design. Oh! Costume design, that's why. He's not wearing a costume.
Who designed it?
Himself.
That's so funny.
Anyway, I think that was weird. I thought that was a little weird.
You know what TikToks have been so funny to me? Have you seen the ones where it's like, if you're in a scary Uber and your boyfriend just came out of prison? Darling! Guess who's back from jail?
I love that one.
Oh, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is not a question, this is more a statement. If I were president of the world, I'd probably cook Hello Kitty on national television.
Isn't them already? Oh, cook?
Cook.
Oh, why?
I think that's a hot take.
Quite literally.
I'm just kidding. Hello Kitty, if you're listening, I love you. I have a Hello Kitty here.
Where is she?
Oh.
All right.
Which Hello Kitty are you right now?
I am frolicking.
I'm always frolicking, but right now I'm kind of pleased. For the viewers listening that don't have a glimpse of our setup in our showroom, in our studio, I have a poster of Hello Kitties, thanks courtesy of my friend Sophia, for my birthday. And it's Hello Kitty Current Happiness, and the options are pleased, excited, joyous, amused, playful, frolicking, gracious, friendly, and thoughtful. I think we should be a bit more thoughtful because we're only 12 minutes into the podcast.
You know what kind of bothers me about this?
What bothered? Why?
Sometimes she's wearing, like, buttons, and then sometimes she's not. Only four times she's wearing buttons. Why?
I think those are overalls.
Or overalls. Why are the buttons
Well,
on?
She has a swimsuit to frolic. She needs the aerodynamic.
How do you know it's a swimsuit?
Well, there's no shirt under.
Why is she shirtless?
Because it's a swimsuit.
You're right. Why?
She's frolicking.
I didn't even notice that.
To be more
that.
Aerodynamic in the nature, Ava.
Okay. What about the buttons? On friendly, playful, amused, please. I think she's inconsistent.
I think she's locked in.
I think she cannot be allowed to live.
What?
Cook her on national
TV. No! Guys, next episode of Lady Grey, we're cooking Hello Kitty.
We should do a cook show next episode. That's nice. That's a good idea.
Right, all they're going to hear is, like, water boiling and us cutting stuff.
Okay, so Oscar winnings. Do you care about live-action shorts?
No. What, like YouTube shorts?
I don't know.
I'm just
a lot of them, though, were, like, they looked great. But the one by... what's that guy who, like, is known for very colorful, symmetrical...
Wes Anderson?
Yes, he won. And he gave...
Oh my gosh!
And he wasn't there for the award, by the way, so...
What was he doing?
I don't know. Imagine you're that cool, but you just don't go.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Really?
Yo, can I say something about a movie I rewatched recently?
Okay.
I was watching To All the Boys I've Loved Before because I wanted that comfort movie. I like that movie, okay?
Really?
I'll fight someone on it. No, hey, don't start with me.
Okay, I'm just going to say...
What the heck is King Batch doing on To All the Boys I've Loved Before? That is a grown
man. Like the illusionist?
The Viner.
Yeah, like he does illusions?
No, that's a different guy. That's the guy, the Zach Bryan or something. Oh. King Batch.
Let me search this guy up.
I used to follow King Batch on Vine. Nobody believes he's in high school. That cannot be an 11th grader. I don't know who casted him in this movie.
That's actually really funny. He's only 35.
Only?
No, but when this came out, how long ago was that? A couple years ago.
He's in his late 20s, Ava.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
His agent was working overtime to get him this role. But that really bothered me. Also, what happened to Noah Centineo? I think after that video of him came out.
What video?
Do you not remember that video of him?
What video?
Of him talking to the camera and he said some questionable stuff.
No. What did he say? In PG words. What did he say? Like, is it, like...
Look it up.
Oh, okay. Oh my god, okay.
Just search up Noah Centineo, So Are You Gonna Show Me?
What does that mean?
But I say mute the video, or mute the video? Pause the podcast.
Okay, okay, so I'll watch it. Hold on.
So oh Ava my god! The video.
What the heck? Wait, why? Whoa, okay. Is this, like, leaked, or...
Yeah, I think somebody leaked it. He probably, like, Snapchatted that to someone.
Oh, that's so much worse. That's, like, that's him trying... First of all, that's him trying to be...
Yeah.
Like...
Ew. Ick.
In the middle of, like, public. Public.
Oh, yeah, that was public, wasn't it?
That was, like, in a mall.
And you have to think of his phone. He's holding his phone like this. Like, he's projecting so that they can hear it.
He probably scarred so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Making that video.
100%.
Okay. That is
But anyways,
scary.
I'm going to watch probably the second movie soon.
That's good.
Did you really never see that video?
Thank God. I wish I never did. I wish I never did.
Oh, my God. That was so big. How many years ago?
It was years ago?
Dude, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Look at
when the video came out.
I don't want to know. 5 years ago is when that was posted. That's crazy. Okay. Best documentary short. Do you care?
Yeah.
Okay. The nominations were The Barber of Little Rock, Island in Between.
I don't care anymore. I don't know them.
Okay. Anyway, the winner was The Last Repair Shop, and...
What's that about?
I will tell you, because I was kind of interested... It's about repairing, like, musical instruments for public schools in America. But the one of the... Oh, that's so funny. It's so cute. One of the students, I guess, came up with them to accept the Oscar. And she is just standing there, smiling, just holding it, doing nothing. Aww. It's so cute. And he is, like, one of the guys is talking. And he's like, so such and such here is here playing violin and da 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 da. And I say, as I'm watching it, I'm like, this girl can never quit now.
Yeah.
She needs to be, this has to be her whole personality. Is now she's a violinist on this Oscar nom.
That'd be pretty bad if she ended up, like, being a lawyer or something in the future.
I mean, yeah, she's a lawyer, so she can't be that, like, that
Yeah,
off,
but I mean, like, if you're setting yourself up to be some violinist.
It looked like, very good. Like, he was like, it's all about giving people the creative option, like, teaching them, like, that stuff, so it was pretty big, I think. Best animated short, I didn't watch this. I don't know any of them, though, either.
Which ones? I might know them.
Pachyderm?
No.
I don't know if is that right? Pachyderm?
Pachyderm?
Our Uniform, 95 Senses, Letter to a Pig, and War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. So, yeah, those won. I don't know.
Oh, like the Christmas song.
I'm not sure.
Whoa,
oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay, I see. Next award was Best Makeup and Hairstyling.
Who won?
I'll tell you the nominations.
And can I guess?
Yeah.
Do I have permission to guess?
You have permission to guess.
Thank you.
Society of the Snow. Oppenheimer. Poor Things.
I think it's gonna be Barbie.
Maestro and Golda.
What?
Which one do you think won?
I hope it's not Oppenheimer.
Which one do you guess?
The first one, the snow one.
No, it was Poor Things.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. That's with Emma and Mark Ruffalo.
Emma Stone, yes.
I thought she looked so cool in that. They put it on Disney.
Really? Disney Plus?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it.
I was going to watch it. I saw it yesterday.
You watched it?
No, I didn't watch it. I saw the banner for it on Disney.
I was going to say it's like 4 hours long or something.
No, it's not.
I don't know. Somebody, I feel like, oh, okay, maybe not then. But she looks unhinged in it. I love that for her. All right. Best production design. This is like the set. Napoleon.
I'm putting all bets on Barbie. Don't even read them.
Killers of the Flower Moon, Barbie, Poor Things, and Oppenheimer.
Barbie. Or is it the flower one?
Locked in Barbie. Flower Moon. Which one?
I'll go with Barbie. I think that makes sense to me.
It was Poor Things.
What?
That one low key.
Who did they pay off?
That one
also,
really
I didn't see the movie, so
bit.
I can't say anything. We didn't watch it. We don't
but
know.
But I will say, just from a glance, you're right.
Here's the thing. I think with a lot of these answers and what people are guessing, oh, Barbie's going to win this, you can't say that Barbie's going to win it because...
It got hype. You can't do
no,
that.
No, not even that. How do I put this? Like, oh, here's the... We talked about this before with, how did, like, Margot Robbie not get nominated for this? Or how did, like... Greta Gerwig not get nominated. What was so spectacular about the performance? You just liked the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe with, like, the set, too. Like, it fits the theme of the movie, but it might not necessarily be that extravagant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought, though, for production design, the fact that they had to buy so much pink paint and, like, put in all the effort to make the environment
Why didn't they just make everything green and then... edit it.
Because I don't... That's like a crazy budget, you know?
Green?
I think so. But,
pink stuff is more expensive than green. I don't know.
But Poor
I
Things...
I don't think that's what it
it's
is.
It's like a house. So, I mean, like, it's probably very cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. Anyway. Best costume design, okay? Mm-hmm. Napoleon, Killers of the Flower Moon, Poor Things, Barbie, and Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
It was Poor Things, again.
Whoa, why are they winning so many...
They cleared it. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm shocked.
They won quite a few.
I'm shocked.
And I really feel bad that I never watched it.
I know.
Why didn't it get hype?
Can we watch it?
I want to watch it.
Can we watch it together?
Let's watch it.
I think we need to hang out soon.
We should do that. I'm trying to think of a day.
Check my schedule.
I'm trying to think of a day. What day works for you to watch this movie?
You look. Why? Okay, we're in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, they cleared. Okay, best visual effects. Okay? Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, The Creator, Mission Impossible, Napoleon, and Godzilla Minus One.
Godzilla Minus One?
Yes, it did win. For good reason. Half the movie is about a creature that doesn't exist, that they had to CGI, so of course it's going to win best visuals. Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy, I mean, it had visuals, but I wouldn't say it's the best visuals. Okay. Best film editing. Killers of the Flower Moon, The Holdovers, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Anatomy of a Fall.
Anatomy of a Fall.
It was Oppenheimer.
Oh.
Best editing.
Because they had to get the boom.
I guess. I didn't even realize that's what editing was. But... I feel like editing, it was a lot of back and forth and black and white and stuff, so of course they're going to have to edit it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. We're getting into the good ones now, I think. Mm-hmm. Can we skip best sound? Do we care?
Sound? That's like music, is it not?
I think it was just sound.
How loud was the movie?
Well, when they were showing the, like, you know when they do the, like, quick run through mm-hmm. of, like, all the things?
Yeah.
They only, for this one, for the winning one, mm-hmm. they only showed, like, insect sounds.
Ooh.
So I was like, I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's for the... Oh, I remember the name of this. Oh, what's the name of it? Foley. Maybe it's for the Foley artists.
What does that mean?
They don't... If I'm running...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah,
don't
yeah.
actually
Delayed.
Get the running. They record someone maybe like...
Yeah. Yeah, 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 you're right. I love watching those videos. It was a zone of interest, anyway. Best cinematography? Killers of the Flower Moon.
That one.
Oppenheimer.
I'm saying it. Nope, stop. I don't care with that one.
Oppenheimer. Conda? Oh my god. I'm butchering everything.
Okay.
Maestro and Poor Things.
The flower one.
Oppenheimer one.
What? For best cinematography.
Okay, what's so special?
You know all. You know when he's like lying in his bed and he like.
I never watched the movie!
You never watched Oppenheimer?
No.
You never watched it?
No.
Oh my goodness, that really sucks. Because Oppenheimer, you have to watch it in theaters. Oh my goodness.
Well, you and our stupid friends only watched Barbie in theaters, all of us. We should have done the double feature.
I was down.
No, you were not.
Oppenheimer? I would have watched
it. You did not
even
bring it up. You did not say, hey guys,
you
let's
can't bring
do
it
both.
Up. Did you?
Because
I don't know.
I didn't, yeah.
Anyway, I watched Ava's it.
Ava's a liar.
I watched it, and it was really good. I'm skipping documentary feature.
I have my fortune cookie. Fortune. I'll read it after.
Oh. Animated feature, do you care or do you know?
I don't know, and I don't...
It was the boy and the heron.
Oh, is that the anime?
Which I can kind of understand, because from the clips I've seen, it does look kind of good. Just a little bit. But... I'm kind of shocked because Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse didn't. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know which one put more effort in. But those are pretty good. International feature, The Zone of Interest also won. I'm not sure what The Zone of Interest is about. Yeah. Best original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall. I don't know what that is.
We should watch the movies that didn't win.
Oh, I only want to watch winners.
I don't
care about the losers.
Still, if they're nominated, they're good.
Yeah, you're right. I know. Best adapted screenplay was American Fiction. That was great. Best original score. You gotta guess this one. Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Oppenheimer. I totally think that
was
one.
It not Hans Zimmer that did it?
I think
so. Who did
so.
They have? He was amazing.
He was great. Best original song.
Barbie.
Yep. What Was I Made For? Billie Eilish and Phineas winning. She deserves it, but also, it's so funny that, like, they go up and they win the Oscar. Like, I don't think I've ever, like,
she's
never...
She's won another one for the Mission Impossible, no?
Yeah, but I've never, like, it's just funny seeing singers, like, at the Oscars.
Win Oscars, yeah.
Because you don't see, like, actors win Grammys. Now prove me wrong. I actually don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe Ryan Gosling could.
You know what? I take it back. You're right. You're right. Best director? Come on. Best director.
The guy that did Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan. He has gotten 8 nominations and has never won. This is the first time he's won. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. Yeah. Okay, now we're getting into good ones. Best supporting actor?
What are the options?
Robert De Niro, I think.
Robert De Niro, you couldn't Niro. Say his name?
I read it, not oh. I just read it as duh, and then Niro.
Guys, you heard this.
Sterling Brown, mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling, Robert Downey Jr., and Mark Ruffalo.
Is it Ryan Gosling? Mark Ruffalo.
Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer.
Oh.
That makes sense. If you watched the movie, you
Sorry, would... I didn't. Next.
He's, like, pretty good. Best Supporting Actress, Emily Blunt, Divine Joy Randolph. Wait, her name's Divine? But it's like Divine.
Divine?
Oh, maybe it's Divine.
Or maybe it's Divine. I don't know.
It says Divine, but
what
Divine
was she
maybe.
In?
The Holdovers, mm-hmm. Danielle Brooks, American Ferreira, and Jodie Foster.
What was Jodie Foster in?
Naiad.
Are
we talking too quiet?
No, you are. I'm not.
How am I talking too quiet?
Ah!
Okay, anyway.
We're just testing the sound.
It was
We're...
Divine Joy Randolph. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna feel so
sing?
I'm gonna feel so bad if
what movie
I actually,
was she in?
The Holdovers.
Oh wait, I already asked that. Whoa.
Hold on, I gotta
Homes
figure out how to
I made
now I feel bad. Maybe it is Divine.
Just look up a clip of them announcing her.
Yeah, and announce.
Wow, sorry guys.
Sorry guys. 10 I'm trying to figure it out.
And I'm thinking
for
dinner today.
So many ads.
It was crucial. Oh. I knew that this was going to be a difficult role for me to take on, and that
can it was going to require speak a lot for of the vulnerability. Name?
I can't find the, it.
Gosh, Ava.
I'm sorry. I just want... Okay, I can't find it. Best actor? You already know that one. Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer.
Cillian.
Is it Cillian or Killian?
No, because last time on their last podcast, I called you out for it because you said Cillian.
Is it... Which
it's
one is
Killian.
It?
Killian.
Are you sure? Because
he's Irish.
I think they said it wrong on...
They definitely said it wrong. Also, that's so disrespectful. He's been in the industry for so long and they can't pronounce his name correctly.
Let me see.
Wow.
Killian. Yeah, it is Killian. Crazy. And then best actress, do you know what won? Who won?
What are the options?
Annette Bening, Emma Stones, Lily Gladstone, Sandra Hüller, and Carey Mulligan.
No Margot Robbie.
No. Like, Barbie did not get nominated for that many.
Well.
Like, they technically didn't. Which ones did they win? They got best song. Is that crazy? But it doesn't matter, because it got the most hype, I feel. That and Oppenheimer. Anyway, Emma Stone won for
Poor Things. I figured, yeah.
And she... I really want to watch it, because she seems really...
Let's watch it!
We should. Best Picture?
The Things, Emma Stone, that one?
No, Oppenheimer.
What is Picture?
But Barbie... Like, I don't know. I guess, like, overall. Like, it's like... Like, you lose. Overall.
Best
overall.
Movie.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the Oscars yesterday. It was very, very, long. They wait to do the actress, actor. They wait to do all the main four.
I know, because those are, like, the biggest ones.
They drag it on.
Yeah.
Like, one of the hosts made the same joke.
That's how they get viewership.
I know, but still. Poor people have to sit there.
Poor people. They're rich people.
You're right. They are rich. Rich people have to sit there.
Ah, they can stand.
You know what? They can. But... Yeah.
Can I talk about my Formula One now?
Yes.
So, for all the F1 enthusiasts like myself,
vroom, 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 ka-chow!
The Jeddah Grand Prix was very interesting if you were a Ferrari fan, if you were a Tifosi, I don't know how to say it. Basically, Ava. You don't want to hear this.
I'm listening. I'm hearing
two. So, the two Ferrari drivers, you have Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz. Carlos got appendicitis.
No!
So, he could not race in Jeddah. Who do they get? A reserve driver, because that's the purpose of a reserve driver. Who is the reserve driver? Oliver Bearman. Who's Oliver Bearman? An F2 driver, get this, 18 years old, his debut F1.
Wow.
Guess what? Not only did he land in the points, top 10.
That's great.
Out of 20 drivers, technically 18, two retired in the race. Seventh. Who did he finish above? Lewis Hamilton.
That's
7-time world champion. He got 2 points.
Imagine. That's amazing.
And then
that's
so after the race, Lewis, like, hugged him, congratulated him. George Russell, the other Mercedes driver, like, shook his hand.
That's amazing.
And he got points.
I don't know what points
he's
are,
born 2005, Ava.
That ages
and
me.
And his first race.
That's great. That's great.
It's so nice to see that he got that opportunity. Like, I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
And he had an F2 race just earlier. And the car... Here's the thing, also. The difference between, like, F2 and F1, what they were saying is it's for much longer the duration of the race. So he's going at it for a long time.
I can't imagine being in high school or, like, 18 and being like, I just
That's
won.
Like a first year. It is a first year.
That's
like one of my roommates.
To me.
I'm so jealous.
How do you practice for that, though? I mean, you only get to start driving, like...
No, you start when you're young. You do karting. Everybody starts to do karting.
Is that, like, allowed when you're not 16?
Go-karting.
Oh, go-karting. Okay, I see, I see.
And then,
That's
you get
crazy.
Your license, yeah.
That is wild to me.
Yeah.
That's great for him.
But I was really, really happy for him, and people were congratulating him, and his dad was watching, too. That was a lovely thing that I witnessed. What else is a lovely thing that we've witnessed?
I think I might be dying. I witnessed that yesterday.
Let's chat about it.
So yesterday, I went to Activate for the first time.
What's that?
It's like, okay, I've never heard of it before. It's up in Brampton. And it's like real life mini games. Oh, I know how you would know it. You know those videos of those people that are running around on light up floors, and it's like they have to hit all the blue tiles and avoid all the red tiles?
Yeah.
That's where I went.
Oh.
That, and then there was like all these other like laser mini tags where you have to like dodge the laser.
Did you or, go
like,
with...
Yeah, yeah. Or like throw these things at like asteroids coming your way, or you gotta like hide from these giant eyes on the walls and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
What does that have to do with you dying? Were you just bad at it?
I think I'm so unfit. It was 75 minutes. I'm like, this is not enough time. Like, I like you get through the mini games pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is enough time. Like, I gotta keep going. Mm-hmm. I was out so fast. I was like, oh my goodness, where's the bench? I'm an old grandma right now. And my back hurt for the rest of the day.
Was he doing better than you?
No, we both suck. But it was just so much running around, like, on the mega grid. Because it's, like, blue. And you have, like, 5 seconds to go run to a blue tile. Or, like, red.
So, yeah,
like,
I've ever only played that on Minecraft.
Crazy to me.
Those are, like, those little party games that you do.
Like, the servers. But it was really cool. Like, mini games, we should go. Because you can go up to 6 people, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's different, like, levels and games inside each room. But it was crazy. I'm not gonna lie. It was kind of crazy. But I do think I'm kind of dying because I don't understand how I'm so, like, affected. Mm-hmm. My back hurt after, my feet hurt. Today, I'm sore everywhere. It was an hour and a half, like, 15 minutes.
You're not used to, your body's not used to that much. You're sitting all the time at your work, probably.
That's true. I think it's because it was, like, climbing, like, wall climbing, throwing, running, like,
getting on the floor. Hunger Games training.
It was, like, SWAT training, I swear. Wow. You go in, and you're, like, lasers and stuff.
Now you're ready to join the police force.
There's, like, a control panel room where you have to, like, control the keys that are popping up on the screen. So I was thinking, I was, like, that girl, what's her name, Foxface?
Yeah.
I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm killing it. But yeah.
That was the one thing you were good at where you weren't moving? You were just...
The memorization, yeah, I was good. Or, like, there was, like, memory, and then you have to shoot the balls in the right order. I memorized, he shot. So it's, like, we worked together on that. But they were really good. It was really fun.
Nice.
But, yeah.
You know what else is fun? I went to Shenhua a few days ago.
Oh?
And I got my fortune.
Oh, yes, we forgot.
Listeners, do you want to know what my fortune said?
Yes. Yeah, tell us, Anna, tell us.
You are thorough and very organized.
Crazy future. That's wild.
What the heck?
I feel like fortune cookies just kind of tell you compliments about yourself.
Want to know something so funny? I don't remember who I went with. Maybe it was Caroline or Sadie or friends. One of them got a blank one.
That's actually so funny.
Write your own future. Write your own destiny.
Or you have no future.
Whoa. That's harsh.
Just being pessimist. Knock, knock, joke.
Knock, knock. Answer that.
It's only been... Knock, knock, who?
We can do a minimum of 45 minutes.
I'm just trying to think of what to talk about.
Oh my gosh, I'll find something to talk about.
I found something to talk about. I played Roblox.
I don't want to hear about this.
I don't...
You're 20.
I know, I've never played it. Like, I don't play it.
I've never played it either.
I played it one night. Kind of fun. In, like, a really weird way. It depends.
Who were you playing Roblox with?
Take a guess.
Oh my gosh.
How
bored are you guys?
But it's kind of funny, the games that you can play. But then
Have you seen the robot horror games?
Yes, but if you don't have fun people to play it with, like, it probably gets old. Gets old fast. Mm-hmm. We played a couple different games. I beat some kids up. I made some jokes. I cried. I thought about my life, and then I turned it off.
Okay. Pancakes, waffles, or French toast?
Whoa, heavy, hard hitting. Waffles.
Yeah, me too.
I had waffles yesterday.
Bacon, sausage, or eggs?
Crispy bacon. Like, like crispy bacon? Yeah.
I like soft bacon. I like when it's cooked and it's like a little chewy.
No. Yeah. I like it when it's like melt in your mouth.
No. I like when I have that.
No.
Sausage. I have these breakfast sausages, like these maple flavored ones.
I like breakfast sausages.
Those are really good. Eggs?
Or love. I like Oktoberfest sausages as well.
Oh, yeah. Eggs? I love. Oh my gosh, dude.
How do you like your eggs though?
Well, my favorite way to eat eggs, sunny side up, but when the yolk doesn't run, but when it's like still dark yellow, so like you can break it and it moves a little, but it doesn't spill.
Okay.
Or I like soft boiled.
I've never had soft boiled, but I want one.
I do it. Break the top, put in some flaky kosher salt, scoop it. So good.
I want to try that, but I don't know how to do it without making the white part still. Like, I don't know how to cook a soft-boiled egg.
You just don't boil it for that long.
But, like, how do you know you're not boil? Like, you're leaving the white. I don't want to leave the white.
What do you mean, leave the white?
Like, leave the white undercooked. I just want the inside undercooked.
Yeah, you do it for a couple minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Just Google.
I didn't know you could x-ray, like, eggs. How do you know?
It's just time.
Okay, okay.
And then coffee, milk, or orange juice.
Wait, I didn't even get to tell you my egg order.
I don't care.
Over easy with some nice fluffy white bread.
Really? With white bread?
It has to be like the fluffy buttery kind, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I like it with challah bread. You know challah?
I don't think so. What?
That's so strange. I don't know how to explain it.
I've heard about it though.
Search it up. Challah.
Whoa. Challah?
H.
That look, I have seen this. I've never tried it before.
I have some. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn.
I really like it. They have it everywhere back home.
Yes. I've seen it, but I never get it because I don't know how to eat it.
Because
it looks like it's sweet.
What I like... No.
Like, it's the, just, the it's glazed not, top makes it look sweet to me.
Well, glazed top.
Well, like, not glazed, just, but, like, it's, like, shiny.
Yeah. Because that's egg wash.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
Yummy.
That I'll do with some, butter... And then, red caviar.
Oh, I didn't realize we were pulling out the caviar.
Some nice stuff. So, during the holidays, baguette, butter, caviar. Mm. Ooh. Scary. That's my culture, Ava. We only splurge during the holiday season. But I do have some in my fridge right now.
Here?
Yeah.
Caviar.
Red. It's not black. Black caviar is expensive.
What's red caviar?
Google the difference. Why do you not know this?
I'm sorry. I don't know my caviars. Red caviar versus black. Sorry, guys. Anna is just kind of crazy.
How am I crazy?
It's just different types of fish.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, look at this.
Trout? Oh, give
me. I sleep so good there. It's a picture of Snoopy bed.
All right, we've extended our list of things to talk about. That's cute.
Okay, maybe we should do one last thing to talk
more
about.
More trivia, sorry. Do some
more trivia. Let's not do trivia.
Trivia.
Let's do... Do you... Okay, can you stop doing an ASMR? What are your thoughts on...
What are my thoughts on what...
You know what we want this podcast to feel like? What kind of vibe we want it to have?
What vibe?
Like you're at the worst sleepover of your life and your parents are answering their phones.
Oh my goodness. Is that something we aspire to be or something?
I think that's something that we already have.
We're just proud. We're proud of that.
Okay, and now I have a question for you.
Shoot.
If you were stranded on an island with Hello Kitty and there wasn't any food, would you cook Hello Kitty? Be honest.
I would cook Hello Kitty if I wasn't.
If there was food, I would pick Hello Kitty first. What the heck?
you started this. I didn't.
But I don't want her to. I can't eat her. She's my pet.
I don't think you can.
Just filet mignon.
What does that even mean?
Filet mignon.
Yeah, but that's a type of
cut. Do you think we'd be friends in high school?
I think so.
If I was weird.
But I never talked to anybody. So, like, you'd have had to make the first move.
I would.
But then I also don't follow up with people. So you also would have had to follow up with
me. I hate doing that. I did it, and then I stopped doing that in university.
I don't follow up as much as I should. I'm just...
You stopped following up. You normally follow up a lot.
I send TikToks. I send, hello, how is your day going?
Not to me!
In the group chats.
The group chats!
Nobody answers
me.
No,
you don't!
Yes, go. I dare you, sir. Look.
You were talking about what you were going to do St. Patty's.
I will show you right now. I will show you right now. I will show you right now. And I'm going to send it. I'm gonna post it online. And I'm going to show everybody that I am not a liar. I gave you a rabbit as well.
A rabbit?
What's his name? What did you name him? Can't remember. I drew you a bunny. Look, right here. Two screenshots. Beautifully. Two separate ones. How are y'all doing? Hashtag thrive. With a little picture of a dog. And then, how's everybody doing? With a picture of a dog. Two.
None of that was personal.
And nobody answered me except for Sadie. That's it.
Because it wasn't directed to me.
I
want a personal hello. I want, hey, Anna.
Hello.
It's been a long time. How are you doing? I want to check in on you. You haven't reached out to me in a long time.
How are you doing, Anna? How are you doing, Anna?
I'm not doing well.
I'm not doing well either.
Let's take this off the podcast. We'll chat about this after we're editing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The time.
How the time passes. Okay, what's something crazy that we can talk about? Because I feel like we've been
My
bored.
Lives are so... Like, my life is just work.
My life is just school.
International Women's Day! Yes! Okay.
Did you get flowers? I didn't. I literally... my dad came home. Me and my mom are sitting on the couch, and I'm like, hello?
Well, I live in a household of just women, so, I mean, we all just appreciated each other.
Very nice.
But it's International Women's Month. How are you gonna use this opportunity to your best advantage? Open mic.
Sorry, say that again. I was zoned out. I was actually...
Women's Month. How are you gonna jump on this opportunity?
I'm gonna link my email so you guys can e-transfer me.
Oh my gosh, isn't that a person? Didn't a person do that for, like...
A dating app, and then they got removed? I heard
really?
That.
Really? No, I was gonna say, somebody said for, like Pride Month or something, to, like, Venmo...
No, literally our friend, Sophia, it was, what is it, like, Latin Heritage Month, she said, guys, e-transfer me. Hello?
Really?
I remember she said
but
that.
But some people, like, got hate about that. They're like, if you want to make somebody's day that much better, eat to your... these people of your life. And it was like, I'm wrong. I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck? And
no,
apparently they got some hate, but like,
no.
I don't know.
What's your thought on that?
ETing people?
I was only kidding, by the way, listeners. I don't need your money. I just want your viewership. Please listen to us. I'm too scared to ask the station manager how many listens we actually get.
No. Like,
I don't want to know. No, they can check.
I don't want to know.
I think we should find out at the end of the year.
At the end of what?
What's our highest viewership? My mom?
Single digits. My mom is going to be both of my mom. My mom likes to respond to some of our posts.
Yeah, I love that your mom likes her Instagram stories.
She doesn't really get it, but it's thought that counts, I think.
Yeah. That unconditional love. Amen.
I think it's a little conditional. But yeah, that's the little guy.
That's so cute. That's actually really pretty. That's all like Easter core.
Yes. I've been getting into like painting a bit more.
Why don't you and I paint?
Because I'm not good at it. I do it for cards, like birthday cards. I like painting people's cards. So that was a birthday card. Mm-hmm. And then
Birthday.
I was It's actually today. So.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, I did Amanda's. I painted her, like, little sunflowers. Mm-hmm. And then I did, who else did I do?
You didn't do mine.
Because I only got the paper recently. But I sometimes draw people's cards. I like doing that. That's, like, a weird thing that people don't know about me. Because I like making birthday cards. What about you? What's a weird thing
I like making birthday cards, too. Weird thing about me? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know. Like, things that people don't know about you.
Oh my god, why did you just give me that look?
Please call me shit. I don't know.
Ava gave me the scariest look.
She
eyebrows down. Something you guys don't know about me, I'm actually...
Oh, I don't know. What do people not know about me?
Oh, we're going back to you? Okay.
No, I'm just thinking. Go to you. Turn it back on you.
You know, what's a hobby that you'd want to pick up, that you wish you could pick up? Because I have a really interesting one, and I don't have the resources
hobby
to do it.
Hobby or just, like, a talent?
Both.
Both. Okay, talent? Are we talking useful or, like, something that you just want?
Something you just want. Okay.
Something, a talent, I wish I was able to, like, sing. Not well, but, like, able to hold a note. Okay, I can't do that. But
what?
No, I can't.
You don't have good vibrato?
No. And I wish, because, like, I sing at my house. Like, I'm, like, doing something, I, like, hum, or, like, I sing under my breath or whatever. I cannot sing.
When I hear myself, when I take off my headphones and actually hear my voice, I'm like,
no, it's bad. So I wish, like, that would be fun, because then you, like, go around your house, like, just sing yourself, and, like, you know, you're good at it. Hobby? Writing.
Oh.
I feel like that's such a fun hobby.
Uh-huh.
But then, like...
You could keep yourself entertained.
You just write your own story.
Yeah.
But then...
Just come up with stuff. Oh, I have such a funny story to tell you after.
What?
Offline. Can I say my hobby that
yes.
I want to get into? Hula hooping.
Whoa, you saw Hello Kitty and you're like, yeah.
Have you ever seen those people that, like, threw their arms over their head?
Oh, you mean, like, the artistic
hula
hooping?
Yeah, I really like that. I've always wanted to do that.
We can learn. Let's get
you
a hula hoop this spring.
This spring, yeah.
this
Are you going to participate in spring cleaning? I think you should.
Whoa, what are you trying to say? No,
I
love spring cleaning.
Room,
I
gotta clean it.
No, your room's fine. I do
fine.
Have to
I need
like
beautiful.
It's clean.
Don't look at my closet.
It's fine. I like it. But I need to do my closet. My
I don't
closet.
Need to focus because I'm very thorough and organized.
You're right.
I got 2 hours of sleep last night.
Oh,
you did?
Time backtrack. Let's talk about it. That
what is there
hit
talk about?
Me yesterday.
Life is too short.
No, yesterday I woke up early. And I was like, I'm exhausted. Why?
I'm up and early.
Why am I exhausted? And then I woke up my mom. And I'm like, I am feeling so tired. And she's like, oh, yeah, we lost an hour of sleep last night. Great. Okay. Didn't know that. I would have, like, planned my sleep accordingly, you know? I felt like I went to bed at a reasonable time, but I guess not. And, yeah, my whole morning was kind of tired. What about you? How are you doing?
I'm running off of 2 hours of sleep, and I had espresso today.
That's great. I saw that it's ice week.
Yeah.
That's scary. Do you know your team yet, or is it
no,
like...
No, I find out, I think, the 14th.
That's so... I guess I have to make it even, right? Is it completely random?
Random!
Like, not even in your class is random?
Yeah.
How do they do that, though?
I don't know. I could be wrong, but I really don't think it's your classes. I think it's everyone.
Yeah, because classes wouldn't make sense. Everyone's scared.
What if I get some...
There's some questionable people here. Yeah, that's crazy. Are you going to be a leader or, like, sit back and see how everybody reacts first and then go in? What is Ice Week? I don't even know. Do you know the case yet, or do you also
know
that?
No, they tell us on the other day.
The 14th?
I don't know. I think I want to be a leader because I've been sitting back a lot for my presentations.
Mm-hmm.
The
that I've been doing recently. I forgot how to take on that leadership role a little bit. Not forgot, but I've just had a really bad term so far, so I haven't really, like, had the motivation to do anything, like, any school at all.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I need to lock in. So I think I'm going to take on that role. I'm going to try to, at least, because, you know, we learned in OB1, when you have multiple personalities that are both leaders, it can get a little complex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anything interesting about my schedule?
You don't do duty as much as I thought you would. Like, no, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I know you're always on the clock, but, like, 4 times in 1 month? Like, I don't feel like
that's
crazy.
Oh, that's because, I probably didn't write it in, or...
Like, I get, like,
she
duties, like, very...
Because during exam season, you pick your days, and I got lucky.
Yeah.
But
even this one, 4. And these ones, you didn't write them in there, but...
Yeah.
It's a big thing, though. You have to, like, stay up or something? I don't remember.
You...
Or have to just be here.
Yeah. Stay in the building. And then, on Friday and Saturday, you stay up till 1. Your last round is at 1. And then other days, it's at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Sorry, 11.
Nice.
No. My sleep schedule is messed up.
But you have such a nice, like, a...
I
feel like I
have all
like...
8:30s.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I've got all 8:30s happening next thing.
Good luck. It's rough.
No, but I'm gonna kind of like it, though. I like the structure.
You're gonna like it until you're not. Mm. That was me. Trust me.
But I get my... I get the only shitty... Oh, stuff. Thingy thing. I didn't say.
Okay.
but the only weird thing is if, like, it's because of summer. Like, if I stay out, 8:30 in the morning. That's the only thing I can kind of think I won't like.
Yeah. No, but, oh, because you're studying in the summer. Oh,
I'm
it's
so
gonna
excited.
Be so fun, and I'm telling you, you're gonna, you're lucky.
I'm so excited.
It's, like, studying in the summer, as, like, bad as it sounds, my best grades were from the summer.
I'm excited. Yeah. I heard a lot of great things about, like...
Are you gonna do the softball?
I think so. I don't know.
You should do it.
I heard good things about that, too.
It's fun.
But, yeah, I'm excited because all my classes end at... I finish all my classes by 11:20.
Yeah. No, they don't have any
classes.
But
the whole day free.
Like, yeah.
11:20.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's perfect for me. Thank goodness. And me and Amanda, we're taking all the same classes.
Nice.
So it's, like, it's gonna be good to just have somebody that's, like... thinking like you, you know, because I don't know anybody on campus at all, because everybody who didn't do, like, doesn't have co-op isn't with me, so I really don't know anybody.
People not doing co-op aren't gonna be in the summer.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, that's what I meant, is that people who aren't doing co-op aren't here, like, last, like, you know how my last time I was alone,
so you'll know people.
No, I knew people when in the fall when co-op when not co-op people were there.
Oh.
But now they're not there.
You can make friends, Ava.
I don't know how to make friends.
Don't complain.
That's a scary thing. Also, isn't Ice Week like 20% of all your classes?
10%, yeah.
10. Only 30.
Only.
You 10 of each.
Yeah.
It's a whole week? You don't have classes.
No BU classes. I still probably have my electives. Mm.
That's interesting. How hard is it?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Well, I'm just thinking, 30%? I thought it would be, like, 50.
What?
A whole week?
Well, it's probably going to be really hard.
Well, I obviously, yeah. I'm thinking 30%. That's like an exam
I've
studied
for. You wait until you do it.
I'm sorry. You're right.
I think that's time.
Wow, we really just ended on such a weird note, like always.
Update.
We have a screenwriter, so next...
No, we don't. I'm firing him.
We have a producer and a screenwriter.
No, he doesn't know what a producer
is.
So
next time, we're going to have a whole itinerary of things to talk about, and it's going to be more structured.
We will be accepting in-house calls.
Oh, yes. Get ready
for
that.
So, in this episode, for the caption, I'm going to put in Ava's phone number.
Whoa!
And you can call and ask your questions.